From Spark and Anvil and Lattice Forge, this is Chevron in Chapter 1 of the Lattice Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Chevron carried flags, little chevron-shaped flags, and he planted them in the gaps between squares. An arrow pointing from one cell to its neighbor meant something exact. The numbers here obey this. Point the open mouth of the arrow at the bigger number. Point the tip at the smaller. A is less than B. B is greater than C. No numbers on the flags themselves, just the relation.
So you don't even know what the numbers are, Maya said. Just which is bigger?
At first, Chevron said, planting a flag between two empty cells. But bigger than is stronger than it looks. In a row of four, using 1, 2, 3, 4, if I know this cell is greater than that one, and that one is greater than the one before it, a chain of arrows. The ends get pinned fast. The number at the top of a long chain of greater thans can only be the biggest one there is. He walked a chain of three arrows, all pointing the same way. A is greater than B is greater than C. C is smallest. A is biggest. In a four row, A is at least a three, probably a four. The arrows sorted them before I placed a single digit.
Chevron had been a line marshal once, at ceremonies, the person who stood people in height order without a measuring stick. He never measured. He'd just say, "You're taller than her. You're shorter than him," and let the comparisons cascade until the whole line sorted itself. One day, a visiting official demanded to know everyone's exact height. Chevron shrugged. "I don't know their heights," he said. "I know their order. And order is what you asked for, really. You just thought you wanted numbers." That was the day he understood his craft. You rarely need the value first. You need the relation. Get the relations right, and the values are forced into the only order that fits them. The official was annoyed. The line, perfectly sorted, was not.
Ada recruited him after watching him solve a futoshiki by starting nowhere near a number. "You began with the arrows," she said. "The arrows are the free information," Chevron said. "A cell with three greater than arrows all pointing away from it? Everything is smaller than this cell. That cell is the maximum. In a five grid, it's a five. No guessing. And a cell everything points toward is the minimum. Pin the extremes, and the middle sorts itself." His method is to find the longest chains and the cornered cells. A cell that must be bigger than three of its neighbors can't be small. The arrows forbid it. He crosses off the low candidates the inequalities rule out, exactly the way Onley crosses off the numbers already in a line, and where one candidate is left, he places it, calm as a marshal calling a name.
A boy had a five row and a single arrow, this cell less than that cell. "That's barely anything," he said. "It's more than nothing," Chevron said. "The bigger cell can't be a one, nothing smaller than one for it to beat. The smaller cell can't be a five, nothing's bigger than five to beat it. You just removed a candidate from each, from one little arrow. Now, find where two arrows meet on the same cell." The boy found a cell with an arrow in and an arrow out, bigger than its left, smaller than its right. So it's in the middle, not the max, not the min. "And if the right neighbor already can't be more than three," Chevron said, "then this one can't be more than two, and its left neighbor can't be more than one. So its left neighbor is one." The boy watched the chain fall like dominoes he hadn't known he'd set up. One arrow, then two, then the whole row in order.
At the end, Chevron walks his flags one final time, checking every arrow. The open mouth always on the bigger number. The tip always on the smaller. Every greater than true. Every less than true. The whole grid a set of little agreements kept. There's a steadiness that comes over him when the last arrow checks out. The settled feeling of a line that's properly sorted. Everyone exactly where the comparisons put them. No one out of order. His breathing goes slow and even.
the way it did at the end of a ceremony when the line stood true. I never needed to know the numbers first, he says, planting his last flag. I only needed to know who beats whom. The order does the rest. And that certainty, earned from arrows, not guesses, stands as steady in his chest as the line ever did.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Chevron. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.